This is Focus West Michigan for Friday, October 31, 2025. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. In local news, 20% of Michigan adults are family caregivers. That's according to new data from AARP. As WGVU's Dee Morrison reports, it's an expensive endeavor the nonprofit says deserves greater state support.
Newly released data from the AARP shows approximately 1.6 million adults in Michigan provide more than $19 billion in unpaid care to older parents, spouses, and other loved ones. Cassie Thierfelder is the manager of advocacy for AARP Michigan.
We have about 53% of our state's caregivers who are juggling full or part-time jobs, and many of them have had to reduce their work hours or leave the workforce entirely due to their caregiving responsibilities.
Thierfelder says 80% of caregivers pay out of their own pockets to meet their loved ones' needs, averaging more than $7,200 a year. AARP is calling on lawmakers to offset financial burdens by supporting a state caregiver tax credit and expanding the homestead property tax credit.
Having a caregiver tax credit that would allow these families to recover some of the extra financial costs that they're spending to provide family care would be a huge financial relief for so many Michigan families.
AARP also supports a proposed federal tax credit, expanded flexible spending, and additional health saving account options. I'm Dee Morrison.
The Muskegon Planning Commission voted to rezone two properties as part of a redevelopment plan around Muskegon Lake. WGBU's David Limbaugh has the details.
The proposed land deal would close Fisherman's Landing Campground, allowing the Mart Dock boat launch and storage facility to use that space as a port. In exchange, the city would acquire 2.5 acres from Mart Dock to develop a park along Muskegon Lake. The Muskegon Planning Commission voted 7-2 to rezone a portion of Mart Dock along Shoreline Drive. This would allow Mart Dock to upgrade its current location even if the land deal falls through. The commission also voted to rezone a portion of Fisherman's Landing for waterfront industrial use, meaning if the land deal goes as planned, Mart Dock can move. Muskegon City Manager Jonathan Seaforth.
One of the olive branches that we were looking at in the negotiation discussions was doing this rezoning earlier in the process as an insurance policy that they could continue to operate their business in the city if they weren't able to relocate it.
The City Commission has final say on any zoning changes and is expected to vote on November 25th. I'm David Limbaugh.
Tickets are on sale for the long-awaited Holland Ice Park. As WGVU's Dee Morrison reports, it's not open yet and reservations are selling out.
The new Holland Ice Park is on 6th Street and College Avenue in the heart of downtown. It will officially open in 2 weeks with ice skate rentals, open skating, and curling. Tickets went on sale this week.
We sold out our first open skate session in 36 minutes, which was very exciting. We've sold over 400 tickets for the first 10 days already.
Parks and Recreation Manager Kemri Hilton says the next set of tickets will be available for purchase November 11th. Construction on the $11.3 million ice skating park began last year.
It has the ice skating pond, which is the circular portion, but that's actually connected to our ice ribbon as well, which kind of is 700 feet of winding ice path that takes you out kind of into the meadows of Window on the Waterfront Park and then connects back to the pond.
The facility also has a curling sheet, half the size of a regulation curling sheet. A public grand opening is scheduled for Friday, November 14th at 2 p.m. with the first open skate at 6. That one is already sold out. I'm Dee Morrison.
And Grand Rapids Public Schools and Dean Transportation have entered into a new 5-year agreement providing transportation for pre-K through 8th grade students. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Due to frequent requests from parents and caregivers, the updated contract calls for Dean Transportation to install cameras on all Grand Rapids Public School buses. The two entities are exploring options through Bus Patrol, a vendor providing cameras at little or no cost to the district under recently passed Michigan legislation. Measures are also being taken to address bus delays. If more than 5% of buses arrive more than 10 minutes late in a month, Dean will credit GRPS $100 per late bus. If GRPS staff are required to remain on site after hours due to a late bus, Dean will reimburse GRPS $200 per hour until the bus arrives. The district's first electric school buses will also be introduced during the 2025-26 school year. Dean was awarded state and federal funds to invest in electric buses and charging infrastructure. A copy of the contract is available for review at grps.org. I'm David Limbaugh.
It's Focus West Michigan. In a moment, WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf with Zach Raghetti from Studio C about this week's movie releases. In state news, FBI Director Kash Patel says federal officials have arrested multiple people in Dearborn who had allegedly been plotting a violent attack over Halloween weekend. Patel announced the arrest in a social media post saying they took place Friday morning. FBI and state police were in a neighborhood near Fordson High School in Dearborn. FBI personnel were seen going in and out of a house. An FBI spokesperson says investigators were also in Inkster, another suburb. Michigan's governor says she was briefed by the FBI director but shared no details. Michigan's Legal Marijuana Industry Association is asking a judge to put the brakes on implementing a new excise tax on marijuana while a legal challenge is underway. Rick Pluta has more.
The request for an injunction is an early step in a legal process that could take months to play out. The new excise tax to raise money for roads is supposed to begin in January. The Michigan Cannabis Industry Association says the law is on its side because Governor Gretchen Whitmer and lawmakers engaged in some legislative sleight of hand. The association says lawmakers amended Michigan's voter-approved recreational marijuana law while pretending the bill was only about taxes. The substance of voter-approved initiatives can only be changed by the legislature with supermajority votes. The Whitmer administration would not comment on pending litigation. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
The Michigan Senate passed a $71 million spending bill yesterday to provide some food assistance in the absence of federal SNAP benefits next month. At the same time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and House Republican leadership announced a plan to use $4.5 million in state money for the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Payments under the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are scheduled to stop tomorrow due to the federal government shutdown. The U.S. Department of Agriculture told states to withhold their November payments. Neither the Senate legislation nor the plan from the governor and state House leadership would come close to funding all the SNAP benefits that are set to end. Estimates suggest it would cost over $200 million to cover Michigan's 1.4 million SNAP recipients for November alone. And that is state and West Michigan news here on Focus West Michigan. This is Focus West Michigan. Begonia is opening in theaters, a dark comedy starring Emma Stone that's based on a South Korean film. Save the Green Planet Sinners returns to the theater in a release for Halloween, along with the 40th anniversary Back to the Future big screen return. WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf talks with Zach Raghetti from Studio C about those movies and more on this week's Movie Talk.
Begonia, which is directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, and he has, once again, Emma Stone is starring in the film, and who is one of his favorite actresses, and then Jesse Plemons is in it as well. And I'm intrigued by this movie, Zach, because I'm a big fan of the original film, which is a South Korean film called Save the Green Planet from 2003 that was written and directed by Jang Jun-hwan. And this is based on his screenplay, and it's put into a Western setting. So tell us about Begonia.
Yeah, so excited for this one. Emma Stone sort of plays the CEO of a top pharmaceutical company, and Jesse Plemons plays one of the workers of that pharmaceutical company, sort of like on the front lines, packaging and shipping out, you know, the meds. And I love in the trailer, you know, they refer to him being the bee worker, you know, within her hive, and she's the queen. But anyway, he's convinced him, and he's also convinced his brother as well, that she's an alien, visiting the planet. And so they kidnap the CEO of this huge company and like essentially are out to, you know, frame her for being an alien, not of Earth. It just looks, incredibly tense, in an amazing way. And they end up shaving Emma Stone's character's head. And what I loved, they did this whole marketing campaign around this too. There was an early access screening a few weeks ago where in order to attend, you either had to be bald or shave your head at the screening in order to like essentially sit in the screening. And it was a sold out show. So there's tons of people behind this already. But yeah, no, Yorgos is like an incredible filmmaker. There's jokes around. He's kind of said that maybe he's made back-to-back movies like 3 years in a row now. And from Poor Things 2 years ago, Kinds of Kindness last year. And he's maybe said that he's going to take a little bit of a hiatus break. And people are joking like when other directors realize that now Emma Stone is available for acting again, you know, because they've been partnered together for the past few years now, making some incredible movies. But yeah, it just looks like one of those movies that's going to take you on a ride, and it's just going to twist and turn, and it's going to be tense, and it might be a little bit uncomfortable at times, but you're going to have a fun time.
Well, I see. It's also listed as a comedy, and that was the thing about the original film in 2003 when I saw that in the late 2000s when I went through a run of South Korean directors who were just amazing, that starting in the 90s all the way up until today. And from seeing the trailer of Begonia, this looks to be a little bit more of have a more sinister tone, even though all the things that happen in Save the Green Planet are pretty awful. The person who's kidnapped in that movie is not a male, though, or is not a woman. It's a man.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like just if you've seen Poor Things, or if you've seen Kinds of Kindness, or even like The Lobster, you know, which was like a few years ago, I feel like you understand kind of what maybe you're walking into from Yorgos's like perspective of how he makes movies. But man, I mean, people are loving this thing. You know, it's 88% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, I think, even higher audience scored as well. And so, yeah, no, I'm really excited to eventually go sit down and watch, whether it's a comedy, sci-fi, thriller, or whatever you want to call it. I'm really excited to watch Begonia.
Now, we have a couple of three re-releases that are out that I want to talk to you about. But also, I have to mention, because it's Halloween, and I happen to be lucky enough to catch a screening of Frankenstein, that's at the theaters for one more week and before it goes to Netflix. And Guillermo del Toro went all out on this film. I highly, highly recommend that people see this in the theater. It's a gothic masterpiece. And has that done well for in the theaters?
Oh, yeah. People are coming out for it. It's on my list to go see this weekend. So I'm really excited about that one. Yeah, and it's going to play for a whole nother week. So you've got that. And then, you know, if you want to stick in the same realm, you've got Sinners coming back for a late show on IMAX screens. You know, Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's sort of movie from earlier this year. It sort of feels like they've locked in their, you know, Oscar, you know, securing the nominations for those movies, for, you know, this movie. But man, you haven't seen this one yet, right?
I haven't seen it, and I'm going to be seeing that this next week.
And I love this movie. I mean, it's like more of a thriller than it is a horror movie, but the story, how they made it, all of it coming together. I mean, the fact that Michael B. Jordan plays two characters that are twins, and the way that they shot that movie, you know, part of it. And it's just fantastic. I don't have enough time to go watch Frankenstein, Begonia, and Sinners on IMAX, but I'm going to make it happen this week.
Another film that I want to see, because unbelievably, I was around when it first came out. I have never seen Back to the Future. And it's been re-released in a 40th anniversary edition.
It's back, 40th. And it's also playing for one show on IMAX as well. So it'll play, it's like a matinee show, like a 2:30-ish show. So if you want to see it on IMAX, you can. But yes, it's back for its 40th anniversary, which is like crazy to think that thing is 40 years old. But and how like still, you know, it holds up, and how amazing we love this movie. Yeah, you know, I think it was like, it was one of those movies that really like shaped, I think, the sort of a little bit of the sci-fi film genre. And yeah, it's a classic.
Also, K-pop Demon Hunters back in the theaters. There was a brief run in August, and actually it was online before that. So this is kind of unusual, right? Bringing something back, even though it's already been on the theater and it's available to stream.
Yeah. So K-pop Demon Hunters released on Netflix like earlier this year. And then in August, they released a sing-along version, but the sing-along version was exclusive in theaters only for a weekend. So if you wanted to see it in the sing-along version, you could only see it in theaters in August. And then shortly after that, the sing-along version was put on Netflix. So you could watch either version as of right now, I believe, on Netflix. But the sing-along version is coming back for a weekend only. So you've got today, the 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to go watch this and sing along with the people that, you know, also love this movie. And I actually recently just watched this movie for the first time. And I can tell you that I understand why people love it. The animation's great. The story's fantastic. And you've got at least four or five songs that will get stuck in your head by the time you leave the theater. So, yeah, if you want a fun time. And it's also over at the Getty Drive-In in Muskegon. It's our Trunk or Treat movie as well. So if you wanted to go, you know, Friday, today or tomorrow and, you know, go watch the movie, but also do a little Trunk or Treat, and you got that option.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
And that is all for Focus West Michigan Today, October 31, 2025, Halloween. We will see you on Monday. Joe Bilecki will be back in the chair. Patrick Center is WGBU's News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Rick Bierling.